Welcome to Fed Scoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fed Scoop Radio for Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. Hope everybody got out to a great start to the week yesterday. I've got to admit, Monday was a super dead day when it comes to news. Really not a whole lot going on. Maybe everybody's kind of winding up for Wednesday. Tomorrow, which is going to be the big budget day. Really curious to hear what's going to come out of the White House when it comes to the budget, especially when it comes to IT. We're on a trend of four straight years that the budget has been flat or heading downward when it comes to IT. So with sequestration going on, with other cuts, it's going to be real interesting to see what that federal IT budget's going to look like. Prediction, if I had one, I think it's going to go down. I hate to say that. I really do. I expect a couple, maybe $3 to $4 billion cut. That is just a complete guess. I have a hard time believing it's going to go up. Steve Van Roekel, federal CIO, has been really big on cut and invest, and I think we're going to see that more with this budget that's going to be released by President Obama. We know a few things. We know VA is going to get some more money, I think a 4% increase from the reports I've heard when it comes to help them with their backlog of processing. A couple other things. Bloomberg reported yesterday that the missile defense is going to see about a $500 million cut, going to go from about $9.7 billion to about $1.5 billion. I guess it's $550 million. I know my math isn't the best, but yeah, somewhere in that range, they're going to see missile defense cuts. Probably going to see lots of cuts otherwise. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Wednesday. I know I'm really curious to see what's going on with the budget. Since it was a slow news day, I want to take 2 minutes here and talk about a great event we have coming up at FedScoop. I'm sure you already know about the McAfee Public Sector Summit we are hosting on April 23rd. That is just 2 weeks away now, but we have another big event coming up May 7th, which is just around the corner, actually under a month from today, and just 3 days after my wife is due with our first child. So hopefully I'll be at that event with new baby pictures. But that is going to be a great event. It's our fourth annual tech shootout. It brings government and industry IT leaders together to share current issues, trends, best practices in cybersecurity, cloud computing, and big data. We have some great speakers coming. Dave McClure from GSA is signed up. He does this event every year. He actually brings a little sheriff badge for the shootout. It's great to have him there. Mike Krieger, the deputy CIO of the Army, is also going to come. And we have Wolf Tombe, one of our great friends from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, is also signed up. And then we have industry leaders. We have Al Kinney from HP, Dante Ricci from SAP, Phyllis Schneck from McAfee, Jennifer Noel from Symantec. Great people also, Kevin Fiftel with Intel and Mike Geisler with NetApp. Really a great panel. We're going to be adding more speakers as we get closer to the event, so make sure to check back on the events tab at fedscoop.com. That's going to be a great event. And make sure to come out to the McAfee Public Sector Summit. That's going to be a fantastic event as well. We have some really great stuff coming up at FedScoop. And we also have Fed Talks is right around the corner. For those who've gone to Fed Talks in the past, you know that's our Super Bowl. So we're really looking forward to having some great events coming up. So while things are slow, while we're waiting for that budget to come out, go over to FedScoop.com. Make sure to sign up for some of these events. Outside of that, we should have some good stories coming up in the future on FedScoop. We're going to have full budget coverage on Wednesday, including what is likely going to be some information from the IT leaders in the federal community. So make sure to come back for that, and like I said, sign up for the events tab. I think that'll cover for today. Like I said, slow news day out there, so not a whole lot of great things to report on. We did post some cool videos, one of Adrian Gardner, the CIO at NASA Goddard, and some of the things he's working on. So that's a cool video. And Department of Interior's Instagram got some love on the social media circuit yesterday. So you can check out those photos and a little bit of what happened there. So thanks for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. See you tomorrow.